You know that the students are not in, they're not to report until January 10th. And that's in line with the conversation that we have. We've had many conversations over break. And we brought in Dr. Prakash Ganesh again. He is the person that held our hands through the first 2 years, I guess, of COVID. And just kind of sought his advice again. Now, again, his credentials, he was just promoted to some health guru position in Cuyahoga County. He is a practicing doctor, medical doctor. He's also a professor at Case Medical School. And I was reminded today that he also presented to the United Nations on COVID. So we picked his brain. Everything he had to say was in line with our health commissioner. But he gave us some of his own personal recommendations. And they were to hold off on bringing kids back to school. That the Omicron virus strain is very contagious. We expect because of the holidays that there will be a spike. So we timed it candidly around Christmas to be the 10-day piece to kind of, I'm sorry, the 2-week piece to come after that. So now we're expected for students to come back on the 10th. During that time, we're doing a lot of preparations to make sure we're ready for hybrid online learning, remote learning, and all the other things in the middle. And I know one of the questions I'm getting from staff the most is, when are we going to decide? Based on the information we have today, we plan on having students back in school on Monday. There are some things that we need to do in order to be able to flip that switch, is how we've described it, to go full remote or hybrid. And right now, there's just a few pieces. Not everyone takes their devices home every day. For example, our younger students typically don't. And our older students, and it was a conscious decision that we need to buy more chargers. So all those issues should be worked out here in the next few days. So we'll be able to flip that switch should we need to early next week. But I'm going to invite Ross into the conversation about what we're doing with staff this week as we plan. And he was in a meeting that ended right before this one and can give you more updated information than I can. So Ross, if you would, please.
Yeah, we've got a few things that we're working on right now. To make sure we're ready for any number of things. But the first part is we want to make sure that our staff has time to prepare and plan for if we do end up needing to go remote. So to make sure that everything electronically, Google Classroom is updated, meeting classroom resource links are updated, that we're just ready if we need to go to a remote approach. So our teachers have individual and collaborative planning time right now and for each of the next 4 days built in to make sure that we're ready to go with that. We are also working to make sure that when our students come back, we have a warm, kind, calm, and predictable welcome back to school. So our PBIS teams, which stands for Positive Behavior Intervention Supports Teams, so each of our schools has one of those teams. And then on Friday morning, all of our PBIS teams will be expected to communicate and discuss with the full staff in their schools, just reviewing those procedures, what that's going to look like. So each school, how they implement those procedures will be a little bit unique to them. But kind to self, kind to others, kind to environment is common expectations across the district. And each school will be taking time tomorrow afternoon and then Friday morning to make sure that we're clear and ready to welcome our students back warmly. We're also using this time then to make some steps forward on parts of our strategic plan. So we are working to continue to develop our scope and sequences. So our goal by the end of the year was to have scope and sequences in place K through 12 for all of our courses. So coming up Thursday afternoon and Friday afternoon, our staff will be working from K to 6 to get their first drafts of science and social studies together. We haven't done science and social studies yet for K through 6, so that'll be the afternoon there. Then for 7 through 12, depending on the team and the course and in different places, but our goal is by the end of the day Friday to have either a first or second draft for many of our secondary courses of scope and sequence in place. So our CAS team will be providing support with that along with our assistant principals and some members from central office so that by the end of the day Friday, we should have really good first drafts in place, K through 6 for science and social studies. We already have good first drafts in place for math and ELA and the arts and physical education. So we should be in a pretty good place for there. We also are getting a little bit of a head start then as well with work on our teaching early literacy. So our K through two teachers will also be having sessions on Thursday afternoon and Friday afternoon on some of the science of reading connected to Foundations, which is the resource that we have adopted actually several years ago, aligned to how our brain works when we learn how to read. So all of our kindergarten, first grade, and second grade teachers will be having professional learning with two of our early literacy specialists on the science of reading and specifically Foundations. So what these 4 days allow us to do, and we want to make sure we're taking advantage of them, are to kind of accelerate a couple parts of our strategic plan and move up a little earlier in the schedule, work on the social studies and science scope and sequences, finish the secondary scope and sequences, and get a bit of a head start on the early literacy that we otherwise would have started to work on over the summer. So that's the next 4 days we're working on.
And the list took a while to share because there's candidly a lot of the list. And I just want to applaud our staff for stepping up and working with one another and allowing folks to lean on each other as we say, I need help in these areas, and identify Foundations, for example. And we gather people around to make sure they had the supports they needed. But again, our goal is to make sure we're keeping people as safe as we can, but we also recognize that we have a lot of work to do in a very short period of time. So we're trying to be as efficient and as effective with our time as we can be. And candidly, these few days this week, as you heard Ross mention, I know the acoustics a little rough in here, I just want to echo the point that we're going to be months ahead of schedule on some areas of our strategic plan because of this time we have together. Yep. So again, I just want to thank folks for, again, their flexibility in, again, didn't have a lot of time to plan this week, but everybody dropped everything to come together. And I just truly appreciate the leadership of our teachers and support staff and our building level leaders.